The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, KCJB Minot, as well as AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, booming to the Bakken on KTGO 1090 Radio and KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. Thanks for listening. Glad you're here on this Monday, first full week of summer. What's not to love about that? And this hour we have Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, here to answer any and all questions that you might have. Ron joins us a couple of times a month here on the program to just, chat about things that are in the news and things that are happening, and a great resource if you have questions about North Dakota's oil and gas production and what's happening. And certainly this is a historic week, celebrating a historic milestone, so we can start there. But here's how you join us. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Hello, Mr. Ron Ness. How are you today, sir?
Hi, Scotty. I'm doing great. We need more summer. We need more weekends.
Yeah,
like
we do. Don't we? This was a beauty.
It's already the 4th of July. Kids are thinking about,
I know.
Won't be long.
My wife had a conversation about school closed over the weekend, and the kids about, screeched.
Oh.
Don't go there.
Oh.
I know. It's just too darn early, but it blazes right by, that's for sure. Yeah, no question about it. So, obviously, this week we'll bring a commemoration. A thank you event up in Tioga, and last week the official word that the 1 million, not a surprise that we'd get to 1 million barrel because we were ticking there, but on the other hand, it really puts you in some elite company, doesn't it?
It really did, and I certainly want to extend an invitation to everybody up to Tioga on Wednesday, 11 o'clock kickoff for that special day up there, and it's a million barrels, a million thanks. That's the theme of our event, and it's a great community event that everybody's welcome. We're gonna try to be thin on the speeches and big on the fun. So
that sounds good. And there's some serious fun there. Air show and barbecue and bus tours out to the Clarence Iverson well, which is kind of cool. A little mini museum. A lot of fun things planned.
Well, and it's one of those things that as we get around the state, we always encourage North Dakotans to get out and make that trip. It's something that people come here from all over the world, and not enough North Dakotans are taking a day trip out, and this one of those deals, you can take a day trip out, we'll buy you lunch, because Halliburton's having a huge barbecue right in Tioga. You get to see an air show, stop in, spend a little bit of time at the event, and then make your merry way over to Williston and down to Watford City, and stop in at the Medora Musical, and head back home somewhere. But more North Dakotans need to do that, make their own assessment and assumptions of what we hear and read every day in the not only in the North Dakota media, but the national media, the world media. This is a big deal. We all of us are charged with doing it right, but this is going to really chart the course for our future generations of North Dakotans. And there's a lot of room out there. There's a lot of good things going on every day. You see infrastructure being expanded and growing. There's so many challenges yet, but those things all come with. I always contend there were a lot of challenges when we were going through a period of 3 decades of death and decline and out-migration and small businesses closing and people without jobs. And agriculture and ranching have never been easy out in that part of the world. So, but I think we're making strides. Things are improving. And this is just one of those events in the business of oil that you have to celebrate. It's a big deal. When you look, and I was just looking at a little chart here, the Bakken, essentially the Williston Basin, will be one of only 10 basins that have ever surpassed a million barrels a day in the world. On this chart, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Russia, Iraq, China, Mexico, Texas, North Dakota, Alaska. North Dakota, Alaska, Texas. We're now tied with Colombia as the 19th largest. If North Dakota were a country, we're the 19th largest country in terms of oil production. Really, Only one of five states in the history of the U.S. that have ever reached a million barrels. Only one of two now. Of course, Texas essentially has 2 million barrel fields. They have the Permian Basin and the Eagleford. But this is a big issue, and maybe most important to all of us is the national security aspects of what this Bakken has meant, and not in just terms of what the Bakken has meant, but what this development of energy and this technology is doing across the country as we look at, you know, every oil basin is being reevaluated today. 75% of North Dakota's production would be equivalent to about 75% of what we import from Saudi Arabia. We've reduced our reliance on foreign imports 18.5% since really the Bakken was discovered in 2006. So those are world changing effects. Those are geopolitical effects that are going to change the way the world looks at us. And I think eventually we're going to need to export this oil because that will really strengthen our position in the world. And if you know anything about oil gas prices, you got to affect the world supply and demand of oil to have an impact on gas prices. And I think the discussion about OPEC isn't really one we hear much anymore. So it's lots of good things, lots of challenges, but we're all here to do it right.
We asked a question last week when it was officially announced we'd crossed the million barrel threshold. What is the most important benefit of that? And, a lot of answers about jobs and the economy and that. But the answer I was getting at, and the answer that eventually came from the audience, was national security. Especially when you see, gains bought and paid for by, blood that was shed by our active duty Guard and Reserve folks in Iraq right now, back in the headlines and losing ground. And you think that obviously a part of that decision was what happens if we don't, get in there. And what does that mean to the disruption in oil supply? What does that do to our economy? And that question falls further and further down the list on the plus and minus side of conflicts and expending our precious resource in our U.S. Armed Forces. At what point do you think we actually cross the threshold affecting on the price side? Because certainly size-wise, and that number continues to keep down, but obviously being a world market, it's still, they still could play games over there, and now there's already talk of Iraq affecting it. But when do we cross that threshold, do you think?
Well, I think that we have. When you begin taking Bakken oil to the East Coast and the Gulf Coast and the West Coast, you were then displacing Brent oil, which is essentially either African oil or Middle Eastern oil. So I think we've seen a jump in the price of crude oil lately. But for what the unrest that we're experiencing in the Middle East, can you imagine on the significant jump that we may have seen without America's surging oil production? I think it's dampened that substantially. I want to go back to your question. Well, what's the most significant part about a million barrels? I think as an American, it's what you said. It's reducing our reliance on foreign oil, being a more stable player in the world, having people across the world think about the actions they take upon us first. But as a North Dakotan, to me, it's the young faces, it's the careers. It means that these aren't just jobs; these are career opportunities. Because when you reach a million barrels a day, it really begins to take some of the huge peaks and valleys out of it, because you're going to produce that oil, and you need so many workers to do the regular oil production on a daily basis. You're going to continue to produce that. So that means that the young people that are moving back here, the young people that are moving here, the kids that are beginning to grow up thinking more about STEM, science and math and technology and those critical skill sets, we're going to have jobs for them, not only in North Dakota but in America. Those jobs are transferable in all energy sectors, whether it be coal or ethanol or whatever. But those are career opportunities. Those are going to build communities. Those are the reasons we got to look at expanding schools. We got to put more of our dollars back into Western North Dakota. And frankly, we need to invest as a state back in there.
Let's see. Let's take this call. Brian, Jamestown, you're up. Our telephone number, by the way, Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, with us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brian in Jamestown, question or comment for our guest. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Not so much a comment for your guest or a question, but I wanted to suggest some really good bumper music for you guys. I want you to play Merle Haggard, The Fighting Side of Me. And when you're talking about sending our troops overseas to secure, just make our country a better place, to cause some security, Just play a little bit of that, and I think you guys will like it, and that's all I got. Thanks.
Fight Inside of Me, Merle Haggard's on the list, huh?
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. Very good song.
You know that one, Ron?
I do not, but I'm quite sure Todd's got her teed up. But, you know, I just, when we talk about this whole issue of national security and, you know.
Got it. All right. That's it. Just for you, Brian. Go ahead.
And I think that, you know, as Americans, we have let one slip by here on this Keystone XL pipeline. From an oil and gas industry standpoint, it's not the biggest thing in the world. There would be people that contend, hey, we're better off having less oil into these markets, and it'll help, you know, keep the valuation of North Dakota Bakken crude higher. But that oil would have gone to Houston, Texas. That oil is the same what we import from Venezuela. So Hugo Chavez, we could have told Hugo, hey, Hugo, you know, best luck finding markets elsewhere. But we have, you know, that it looks to me like that oil is going to go to China.
Wow. You sound a bit defeatist on that. I want to talk about that when we come back. Ron Ness, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, your call's welcome. 800-228-0550. We'll continue after this. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. USA.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is here. And Roger driving I-94 has a question. But before we do that, I wanted to let you finish on the Keystone XL pipeline and what you're calling a missed opportunity. Do you think it's, in other words, a lot of people believe it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. You sound like you're thinking it's too late, it's passed us by, and it's not going to happen. What's your take on that?
Well, the president has had every opportunity for how many years now to make this happen. And at each turn has basically, you know, chosen to study it further and further and further. In the business world, you can only study things so long. Can you imagine the economics on the Canadian side if as our best trade partners to basically stall them and stall them? I think that they're actively looking for other ways to move their oil. They're past the point of waiting any longer. They've approved a pipeline now as a country to their west coast. They'll sell the oil to China. I don't know what percentage of that oil that's going to handle, but I think it's a real missed opportunity, and the jobs and the things that would have created along that line, and it's unfortunate. And certainly in the Bakken, we're going to take care of ourselves in the Bakken. You're going to see you know, more pipelines and more of those projects. But boy, if we don't continue to allow our electricity from coal to move across this country, our oil by pipelines across this country, we all better get ready to start paying a lot more for our energy needs, because some of this activism that is just trying to block and stop these issues for, you know, it's not about the individual direction of that line. It's about the big picture of being opposed to fossil fuel energy development.
Let's see. Let's go to Roger, traveling 994. Your question for Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Go ahead, Roger.
Well, I would just like to make the statement that North Dakota oil is the economic driver for the Midwest and a great part of the East. If you drive 94 like I do every day, you'll see the evidence of that. Minnesota was bragging about their unemployment rate being down to 4.2%. Well, I can guarantee you that I'm one Minnesotan that's been working in North Dakota for going on 4 years. Half of their construction force that was that's been waylaid, they're moved over to North Dakota. Great parts of Michigan and a lot of people from South Dakota. You can look at the RV and the manufactured housing industry. Everyday evidence of just caravan after caravan of those things. That's South Bend, Indiana. Their economy is benefiting greatly from that. The steel industry, all the pipelines, the piping, everything steel, building products. It's a fantastic thing. And I'll tell you, there would be one huge soup line in the Midwest right now if it wasn't for the state of North Dakota doing what they're doing. And I, for one, thank the people of North Dakota for the opportunity. I hope it keeps up. So thank you very much.
Roger's exactly right about Travel 994. You can just see the commerce and where they're headed. Your comment on his thoughts?
Well, first of all, we absolutely love the workers from the upper Midwest and the Minnesotans and the South Dakotans and the Montanans. And, you know, those are the people that we want to recruit to work in North Dakota. We all get the climate. We get the hard work, and, you know, they're likely to stay longer. So, those are the people we want to recruit, Roger, and the thing that we're beginning to see more and more of is the business, the entrepreneurs looking at this incredible economic driver. You know, as we reach 1 million barrels a day, it's about $50 million a day economic impact to the state of North Dakota. So, but more and more businesses are finding a niche in the Bakken play, and I think he's right on all fronts.
Appreciate the call. It is something to behold, that's for sure. The economic driver. Speaking of that, there was a recent study that NDSU did that said, energy production, mining is how they label it, has caught up with the agriculture side. We talked about that a little bit on the air that day to say, wow, talk about two ginormous pillars of North Dakota's economy. Who wouldn't want to be in that position? What was your reaction to energy inching out ag?
Well, I don't think it's a contest. I think it's good for across North Dakota, and that's one of the great things when you look at our state. It's not just jobs in Williston, Dickinson, and Watford City. There are Bakken-related jobs in Grand Forks and Fargo in every town, but also what the goal in the future is to get more of those commodities helping North Dakota agriculture, providing a supply chain of whether it be fertilizer or propane or more of those things right here that our farmers and ranchers need every day. So I think that ag and oil, we're the same business. And every time I speak to an agriculture group, we're commodity-based businesses. We we produce oil. They produce crops. We have to have markets. We have to have transportation. All of those things essentially go together. So I think it's a great fit for North Dakota, and it will be going forward.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will take any and all questions today. The Theodore Roosevelt National Park back in the news related to oil drilling. And, you know, I haven't asked this question on the air in this direct fashion, but I would love to hear more from real people rather than sort of environmental activists on this issue, people who have seen energy production interact with what's happening in the park for decades. But, I mean, national story again, and you're used to that. Over the weekend, Associated Press a reporter who tends to mock North Dakota on Twitter, so maybe an AP reporter with a little bit of bias, but he's talking about this issue again. Talk about your thoughts of what's going on in the park and this concern that comes up again from environmental activists that the two cannot coincide.
Well, I was pretty surprised by that story. I actually saw it last night. And first of all, when let's just talk about the North Dakota National Grasslands. Oil was discovered in the National Grasslands in 1954. 10 years ago, the production on the grasslands accounted for over 23% of our state's oil production. So there have been oil and gas wells in and around the national park forever. However, the interesting thing is when you look at where the Bakken is active and where it's not, there's not much activity going on in and around specifically the south unit of the national park. Now, you get up to the north unit of the national park, and, of course, Highway 85 goes through there, but you get fairways south of Watford City, and the activity really levels off. There's some geological anomaly right now that the Bakken isn't particularly working in that area, and it you know, oil is where it is, and it's so with the current technology, I'm not sure what type of activity we're going to see around there, but there's been oil activity there forever. And when you look at a national park, I always say, didn't we put a fence around that park for a reason? The park's the park. We get outside that fence, it might be my farmland or my ranching opportunity or whatever it is. I shouldn't have the expectation that I can stand on the highest park and look out over the fence and expect everything to be just absolutely pristine. By the way, there's a highway that goes through that park. But that's kind of where these thoughts come from. Is they think they want to stand up on top of a hill in the park and see out beyond the park borders, and nothing should be going on there. And I think the people of Western North Dakota rejected that notion forever. Now, rules are very tough on the national grasslands. You've got to do things right. I think he missed the mark in looking at where that activity is in relation around that park. And go there yourself and make that observation.
We'll take a short break. Come back with more with Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, after the break. And again, calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple emails coming in here, too. We'll do that when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in, and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Stanley, North Dakota, tomorrow on What's on Your Mind, Wednesday in Tioga for the Million Barrel Celebration, and kicking off the Centennial in Watford City on Thursday. So in lots of oil patch this week. We're chatting today with Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Any questions you have on any issues related to oil and gas development, certainly welcome. And you can pick up the phone and call us. You can also email us. I'll get to these email questions in a moment here as well. Phone number 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If I lived, if I had a Tioga address or a Stanley address or a Watford City address, I don't know necessarily if I'd subscribe to this theory, because I think, you know, some folks still see the brunt of the impact, Ron. But I really get a sense that, you know, for lack of a better term, we're catching up. That everything we've been talking about for all of the efforts to this point, that we seem to every day get a little better or get a little further. In other words, there's hotel rooms available. There's, you know, places building new places. There's people moving in. There's more housing. I mean, there's significant progress in the area of the term I use, catching up. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think you're going to get a firsthand look at it this week. You know, you've got to make your own observation. You go into those communities, but certainly when you get to Williston and you see that bypass, you see the truck stops on both ends of the city out on Highway 2 and Highway 85. Those things have made huge differences. But my sense is what's really made the difference is things like the $74 million event center. You know, it's something that the community can take pride in, and those things. The new school's going to be going up. So,
Watford City.
Yeah, you're going to be out there.
Tioga.
I would encourage you to ask those questions of those leaders, and I'm always surprised when you ask those community leaders what are the top two or three issues, and what they say, and most of them relate to core infrastructure, our sewer system, our water system, our building out to these developers, or you know, obviously the cost of housing, and I think that's the next big one that you got to tip over that rent rate, and I think it's coming. But when you think about the challenges that we've tackled over the past 5 to 7 years, and when you go to Stanley and Partial area, issues are much different. The roads are vastly better than they've ever been. So we need more pipelines. We need more housing. We still need a lot of things. But boy, I think that they're coming, and you know, you'll see. It'll be great for all of those former Watford City folks to go back home, and certainly they're going to see a change. That community has got a lot of things to tackle yet, but it's really the epicenter of what's going on. But I sense certainly Williston is really starting to advance. Now it's a tough summer because you got to remember we got $1.5 billion of infrastructure, road infrastructure being built, so it'd be prepared for some road delays.
Well, and that's going to be the story of our summers for a few summers, isn't it?
Well, it is what it is. If you want better roads, you got to fix them, and we have a short season to fix those things. So Those things are all important, but each one of them helps, and each one of them makes our roads a little safer and a little better, and reduces the, you know, every pipeline project you see announced has an impact on the number of trucks that are going to be happening. Now, there's still going to be a lot of trucks for a long time because, as you see, these infield developments continue to occur. Instead of having one well every 2 miles, you're going to four, you're going to eight, and each area is going to differ a little bit. But, you know, that's really the beauty of this technology. We're drilling oil wells, but they're on the same footprint as the previous oil wells now. We've got the Bakken identified. Now it's just a harvest of continually improving your performance, your production, your efficiency of getting that resource out of the ground.
Sandy has an email question here concerning the prediction from Lynn Helms at the recent Williston Basin Petroleum Conference of five generations. I always say decades, but it's five generations was actually the term that Lynn used, that she's referencing here, of oil and gas development, wondering how long we'll be at the 1 million barrel mark per day, and will we ever hit 2 million?
Well, I don't make many predictions in that term, because every time I've thought about making a prediction like that, I'm wrong. Now, we are not going to stay at the 1 million barrel a day production threshold very long. We are going to see a substantial increase over the next few months because the technology has improved over the last 6 or 8 months. We had a pretty good spring, but then we had kind of a tough finish to the spring with road restrictions and things like that. So companies are kind of, you know, ramping up their production thresholds now over the summer. So I would suggest that we're going to see a pretty big jump in increase. And when you look at five decades, I think that goes back to
five generations.
And, we've been in this oil business since 1951 in North Dakota, successfully been in it. We started a long time before that. But the deal has always been that smart people figure things out. Great plays get better. So we're going to figure out how to get more than just 8 out of every 100 barrels out of the ground. We're going to get more and more. So and then what else will come? What this million barrel threshold is showing you is how big this is, how substantial it is. Only the 10th field in the history of the world to reach a million barrels a day. Only the 22nd country in the history of the world to ever reach a million barrels. So it's substantial. And we're trying to point that out for reasons so people understand and recognize the critical need for more infrastructure dollars from the state back into western North Dakota. The state collects about $11 million a day right now in oil and gas production taxes alone, not accounting for any of the income taxes, other taxes, sales taxes. $11 million a day. Let's focus on and putting more of that money back into these communities. If we start there, we're going to have a lot of resources as a state to worry about how to distribute in a few more years. But we gotta really focus in on what I think are four or five counties out there. The Bakken has really kind of contracted into an area where it's world class. Outside of that, there's gonna be some poking around and some success here and there. But the world class Bakken that we're trying to display here is in four or five counties. And it's a much smaller footprint than what we originally thought. That's where the success has been. Like I say, if you're a hunter, you go where the game is. That's where the game is, and that's where the game works.
Monty and Bismarck, question for Ron Ness today on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. He's the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, here to answer your questions today. Go ahead, Monty. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Ron. I'm from Fort Berthold, so I've been around oil wells and worked in the oil field most of my life, off and on. But I have an interesting story. I was in the Navy in the 60s, late 60s, and over in Vietnam on ships. I had two very, very good friends from Idaho. And within the last 5 years, we made contact with each other and regularly communicate. One of my friends from Idaho had a young son that hadn't worked out there for I don't know how many years. And I told him where to go and what to do to see to get a job in the oil field. And as far as I know, he's worked here ever since and doing very, very, very well. And I'm really glad for that.
Well, Idaho has certainly been another place where I think companies have found success along the northern tier of North, of the United States. But, those employees that come here, we have to think of them as our ancestors that came here long time ago. And we want them to become North Dakotans. We want them to stay here, and we want to get those housing prices down to where they can afford to move their families here. Because when you don't have your family here, and one of my concerns is that when that happens and you go home for maybe your 2 weeks on or your 2 weeks off, and the economy back home has improved just a little bit better, and Monty can look at that and say, I can make 70 to 80% of what I'm making in North Dakota back home, he might choose to stay home. And I think companies have seen that, and so we have to work. And certainly, the Fort Berthold story is one that's simply amazing. And I continue to work with the chairman and the tribal council up there because I think that's an underestimated story. There hadn't been an oil well drilled there in 27 years prior to the legislation passing in 2007. Today, that reservation accounts for probably approaching 30% of our daily oil production. 10 plus thousand jobs on the reservation. Got a lot of issues and a lot of challenges there, but it's an amazing place when you look at the lake and the beautiful land and now you've got jobs and opportunities. So I think great things ahead for that area.
Anything else, Monty?
No, just that Vietnam brought us together and we're still friends after all these years, and I'm glad to be able to help one of their sons.
Interesting story. Thanks for sharing it, Monty. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Chris had a question here about the future of crew camps, specifically wanting your reaction on the fine from Williams County. Does that suggest they don't want crew camps, leveling a $30 million fine at one particular camp? And what does the Petroleum Council see as the long-term role of crew camps?
Well, I haven't seen much information on that Williams County fine and that crew camp, and I really don't know anything about it. All I can say is that $30 million? Really? I mean, $30 million. Crew camps have been absolutely critical. When you talk about wanting to, ensure that you have a lower price for housing, these companies pay for the costs of the crew camp, and they pay for the housing for all these employees that otherwise would be forced to go into the market and raise the prices in the market even much higher than what they've been. So there's a point in which these communities have to figure out, how do I wean myself off these crew camps? But yet, if you've got a guy like Monty's friend who's got a family somewhere and maybe he's upside down on a house there, he can't buy a house here. So yet, we critically need him to be here working. So you've got to really walk a fine line. We've got to get rid of the ones that aren't up to spec, and there's a lot of those out there. But the professional crew camps that are run and operated by the companies, where if you screw up, you not only lose your job, you lose your house. They have been critical in this thing. They're first class facilities. They provide secure, safe housing, food. Some of the other ones, not so much. But you can draw that distinction in how you do that, and then eventually you got to wean them out. So it's part of the process, and that's how we house our troops across the world, is essentially in crew camps. That's what these things are like. So when done right, and we've kind of crossed that threshold in North Dakota. I think everybody here pretty much gets it, that the good ones have been critical and the others. But I don't know what this fine was for, but I can't imagine $30 million.
Yeah, you don't open up a newspaper every day and hear about a $30 million fine for much of anything, do you? Yeah, so, what we'll do is invite some folks on from Williams County to try and understand that a little bit better, and maybe some of the infractions so people can understand that, because I think we've all heard the news story, but kind of have the same reaction you do. That's a lot of money. What possibly could have prompted that? And is there something else at work here? So we'll dig into that in the future. Question I have when we come back is just 5 years from now, 10 years from now, paint a picture. Not necessarily of X's and O's and how many barrels of oil come out of the ground, but more about what these communities are going to look like, what the ultimate goal is as we go into this, when we continue with Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Summertime is officially here. Time to plan your getaway to one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. We're talking Chase on the Lake. Get a load of this deal. For listeners of this very radio station, for the entire summer, you can stay 3 nights at Chase and get your fourth night free. Lakeside Condo, Lakeview Hotel Room, Classic Lodging, every category in play for this great deal. Stay three nights, the fourth night is free. Time to plan that vacation! You can explore a little guided fishing on Leech Lake. You can walk to downtown Walker, take a pontoon or jet skis out of the lake, or just relax. Some lakeside dining at the 502 restaurant. Chase on the Lake embodies the comfort of up north. It's great. There's no blackout dates, no restrictions. Pick your dates, stay three nights, get your fourth night free, simple as that, in your choice of accommodations at the wonderful Chase on the Lake. Just go to chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The Czech office putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their application. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Ron in Bismarck. Just asking, I don't know if I've missed it before, but what is the North Dakota Petroleum Conference or Council? Who are they? How do they relate to the oil business? We should know then why they speak for them. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Ron, for the call. And our guest, Ron Ness, of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, perfect person to give us a little 101 on what makes up the North Dakota Petroleum Council. So appreciate you asking that. Sometimes I guess we just take that for granted that, hey, Ron Ness from North Dakota Petroleum Council is here and everybody knows what the North Dakota Petroleum Council does. But good reminder that we should always, give folks the 101 on the entities of the guests we have on the program that are represented. So, Ron, what is the North Dakota Petroleum Council?
Well, that's a great question. And the North Dakota Petroleum Council is a trade association that represents the oil and gas industry. We have about 530 members of who are comprised of all segments of the oil and gas industry, whether it be the oil producers, the pipelines, the refiners, the service companies, the law firms, Anybody that really is engaged in the oil and gas industry in North Dakota is a potential member of ours. We were formed in 1952, so shortly after the discovery of oil in North Dakota, the industry determined that it needed representation, whether it be to provide education to the public, whether it be representation at the legislative assembly, or whether it be really essentially the spokesperson or voice of the industry. So those are the primary services that we provide, and we have prided ourselves, and specifically through our oil can program, is trying to be part of the solution. Rather than just being a voice for the industry, we want to be part of the solution. And I think that's kind of the North Dakota way, is work together on these challenges and come up with smart solutions and good policy going forward, or good ideas going forward. So thanks for the question.
Thanks for the call, question, comment. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. We're going to get Rob and Mandan in here as well, and hopefully get a chance to ask my last question about looking down the road a little bit about these communities from before the break, but always defer to the caller. So, Rob, go ahead. You're next for Ron Ness.
Yeah, I'll say what's on everybody else's mind is that we live in this state with all this oil, but yet we have some of the highest oil prices in the country. I think it's time that state legislature needs to have a state-owned oil refinery and a state-owned oil well so we can take advantage of our own resources here.
All right, let me piggyback on Rob's point, two sides. One, how do we affect the price of oil locally with as much oil coming out of the ground? Because you hear that a lot, but obviously it goes to something we touched about earlier, how the price of oil is set on a world market. And then the second question, I guess, is if there were more refineries here, would that mean gas prices would come down?
Well, let's start with the basics. Essentially, the price of gasoline is ultimately determined by its largest input cost, which is crude oil. So the producer of that crude oil and the mineral owners and everybody along with it want the maximum value for their crude oil. They sell it to a refiner who has to go out on the market and find it as cheap as they want it to, because that's their opportunity or their margin. So to affect gas prices, essentially what you have to do is you have to have a lower crude oil price. The taxes are fixed in North Dakota. 22 cents a gallon is a fixed cost on every gallon of gasoline. So currently, you know, what happens is we have one 60,000 barrel a day refinery in North Dakota that produces gasoline under a certain brand and a certain marketed to their stations, and others that have exchanges for their product, and the rest of our crude oil goes out of state, is refined, and comes back into pipelines. And essentially, the more competition you have, which means the more pipelines you have coming back in which those gasoline owners, all independent North Dakota business people, can buy that product under, and that's going to make the cents difference here and there. But ultimately, it's really the world supply and demand of oil that's going to dictate what that cost of gasoline is at the pump, because you have an undersupply.
It's a closed system. It's a closed system, economic system, so there really is no competition. I mean, there is such thing as called big oil. I mean, and they control the world market on oil. And there is no state competitors.
Well, I mean, oil's priced like corn's priced, right? Is there big corn? I mean, it's a world market, right? Depends on
supply.
I completely disagree with you. That big oil has essentially sold off most of their refining assets across the United States, because essentially there's more profitability on the production side than on the oil refining side. And so what you have is, even if the state owned a refinery, the state still has to pay the producer or the mineral owner of that oil fair market value. So it's still going to be a world set supply price, because you're not going to sell it to the state at a discount. No, if the state wants to sell their gasoline at a discounted or subsidized price, that's up to them. But that's kind of a myth in the whole concept of gasoline pricing. It's those input costs. And as a country, we have raised the costs of the regulatory costs on these refiners substantially. Just look at diesel fuel. This is not our grandparents' diesel fuel. This is a hybrid, very high, diesel fuel used to be the easiest thing off of a barrel of crude oil. It was cheaper. Now it's one of the most expensive commodities off that barrel of diesel fuel.
And there are refineries on the drawing board now in the private sector, mainly related to diesel refineries, because, of course, the amount of diesel we're using. But it really wouldn't be practical for for another refinery here, given the fact that most of it would have to be exported, right?
Well, I think that's exactly, you know, the economics of growing diesel demand here have attracted investors who want to invest in a diesel refinery process. So, but in gasoline terms, we still have to be a large net exporter of gasoline.
It's an interesting topic. We'll pick up another time. Rob, thanks for the call. Matt and Hazen, sorry we didn't get to your question on mineral rights, and we'll save mine for next time, too. Always leave them wanting for more, I guess, Ron.
Hey.
Appreciate you joining us. Thanks.
Tioga, North Dakota, Wednesday. Hope to see you there.
Yeah. Free air tours, barbecue, and more in Tioga. See you tomorrow, folks. Bye-bye.
When the tank's on low, head for PetroServe USA locations. Hi, friend Scott Hanlon here to tell you where I fill up. PetroServe USA. You know why? They help America feel better. 100% American-made fuels. The choice of the pump. That's what you get from a PetroServe USA location. Bismarck to Mandan to Valley City and Castleton. West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. They're in Dilworth and Glendon, up in Bemidji, down in Wappan. There's a location near you, and they have the 4-for-4 deal. That's right. Hot stuff breakfast pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce fountain pop, or a coffee's $4. Great way to start the day, the 4-for-4 deal. And that's all day, every day. For lunch or dinner, a single topping, hot stuff pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce fountain pop, 4-for-4. Here's some other great deals in June. The Deli Express Double XL Charboil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken with Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all $2.99. Chex Mix for 99 cents, or Jack Link's 10-ounce beef sticks, $1.09. Just some of the great specials you'll find at a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America feel better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.